This is KUNM. I'm Kaveh Movahed. All Navajo Nation executive branch employees will need to be fully vaccinated against the virus that causes COVID-19 by the end of September or be required to submit to regular testing. The new rules announced yesterday apply to full, part-time, and temporary employees, including those working for tribal enterprises like utilities, shopping centers, and casinos. Any worker who does not show proof of vaccination by September 29th must be tested every 2 weeks or face discipline. More than 80% of the tribe's workers are already fully vaccinated, but Tribal President Jonathan Ez says getting the rest inoculated is needed to ensure the workforce on the reservation can serve tribal members. The tribe that spans parts of New Mexico, Utah, and Arizona reported just 30 new cases on Sunday and no new deaths. The Navajo Nation was hard hit by the virus and closed its reservation for months last year. The tribe has confirmed 32,252 COVID-19 cases and 1,397 deaths. Vaccine appointments are widely available on the reservation and throughout New Mexico. Hundreds of farmers who rely on the water from the irrigation district that channels water along the Rio Grande in central New Mexico face a second straight year of early cutoffs. The Middle Rio Grande Conservancy District Board voted Friday to end deliveries for irrigation a month early because of low water availability. The October 1st shutoff means winter crops are at risk. The board said the shutoff is necessary because of long-term drought and a large water debt owed to southern New Mexico and Texas. The district's decision is driven in part by the 1939 Rio Grande Compact, which governs river water deliveries among Colorado, New Mexico, and Texas. New Mexico already owes about 43 billion gallons to downstream users under the compact, but if that deficit reaches 63 million gallons, it could face more restrictions on accessing stored water. The district has been dealing with shortages for years. It delayed this year's spring irrigation season start date by a month, and last fall, it also ended deliveries a month early. New Mexico's mask and vaccine requirements are drawing more fire from parents and officials as the school year begins and as COVID-19 cases continue to climb despite vaccination efforts. Members of the public spoke to the Las Cruces School Board for more than an hour last week, with most parents railing against the district's masking policy. In Carlsbad, citizens and elected officials demanded that the school district fight for control and do away with mask and vaccine requirements. There are similar concerns in Albuquerque, Aztec, and Torrance County, where commissioners recently passed a resolution supporting local control and authority of school boards to make decisions in the best interest of their students, staff, and parents. The school board that represents the rural district in Floyd already has been suspended by the state public education department for not going along with state guidelines. The PED and Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham have argued that the guidelines are aimed at protecting children who are not yet eligible for the vaccine. This is KUNM.